Have you ever noticed how many times a man who is a rather non-communicative type, he could live 40 years on a series of unintelligible grunts? You know, the one who feels he's totally explained something if he grunts twice? And he falls in love with a woman who feels that time is wasted when the air isn't filled with the sound of her melodious voice saying anything about anything. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, she just feels like silence is sin, and so when there's a silent second, that's her clue to begin her speech. And they're together. Have you noticed that? And we could go on, and it can work both ways. Why? Why, my friend, it ought to seem obvious. God has brought into your marriage, by His design, all of the qualities to give a picture, a reflection of the glory of God. Nobody is going to get you into shape to be conformed to the image of Christ as fast as your husband or wife. He said, "Boy, I haven't found it. They can get me in worse shape faster than anybody on earth." Oh, with that capability, the same capability is on the other side. And the principle that's vital is this. If you receive that quality and say something like this to the Lord, "Lord, did you have something in mind when you brought this quality to our marriage, in my wife or in my husband?" And the Lord begins to share with you. You begin to see, for instance, that you have a quality of impatience. And you said, "Lord, you know, I really am impatient. I need you to make me patient." And for 20 years, you've been telling the Lord, "This isn't quite what I had in mind, you know." Well, listen, why should God deliver her from being late until He delivers you by her being late, by what her being late was brought into your marriage to deliver you? Or why should God deliver her from being over-talkative when so far it hasn't delivered you from being a non-communicative bore? Or why should God deliver him from being a little bit on the sloppy side when so far you still worship neatness? Now, how much longer you will have to put up with that quality that is in the suburbs of being intolerable may be up to you. It may be that when you receive it and say, "Lord, I want to thank you and praise you that you brought in my wife exactly what I needed, and I want to say thanks over it and let you get on with the program." Or over your husband to say, "You know, I've been fussing about this quality. I've been complaining about it." You see, I told George that day, I said, "George, it appears to me that you've been accusing God for 22 years of gross mismanagement of your affairs, and you've been griping. You thought to her, but in effect, you've been griping at God. You've been rejecting her, at least accepting her at the best on contingency. I'll accept you when I get you straightened out according to my own view of what you ought to be." And I said, "She's no nearer being what you want her to be than she was when you stayed." He said, "She's not. I'll tell you, she's not." And